Hi guys, welcome back to the Empty Thoughts podcast. It's been a minute since I've uploaded anything to this channel. If you're an active listener, I apologize for the delay in this recording. I've attempted to put out an episode like 5 times. And literally with that, I was cut off. The universe is like, you're not putting out an episode. So like, I'm going to push through all of this like weird technical shit that is going on with like the Spotify for Podcasters app. I don't know if anyone else on here uses that app to like record. I find it's been super glitchy recently. It cuts me off halfway through. Like if I'm not actively watching the recording screen, I'll literally like talk for 5 minutes before I realize I've been cut off. So in a nutshell, everything felt super lame. I was, you know, I think it was just like the season change, but you know, the holiday spirit has entered my home and entered my body. So I'm just, yeah, we're going to get another episode out here. We're getting right back into it today. Nick's going to join me and we're going to chat about, you guessed it, Taylor Swift. She was just named Time's Person of the Year, which I think is extremely fitting and not surprising. I don't think anybody's surprised by that at all. But with that announcement, she came her first sit-down interview in, I don't even know how many years. I'll have to look that up here in a sec. Like, I think it's been like 6 years or maybe even more. No. She did a sit-down interview during the Lover era. Yeah. So it's been like 4 or 5 years. So there was like a ton of Easter eggs. My Murphy is about to go ham on the animals. So I just want to finish that intro because I got cut off. But thank you guys for listening. We're going to finish out season one strong. I have a few episodes planned before and leading up to Christmas that are actually going to be uploaded. And I might take like a 2 week break there and kind of like refresh. And then we'll start season two in January. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. If you're new here, we just talk about literally anything that's on my mind. There's no structure and it kind of reads like a manic thought process. So if that sounds appealing to you, here we go. All right, guys, I've got Nick here with me. We're settled in with a couple of glasses of Pepsi. We've got a nice Christmas candle lit. Mm-hmm. We've got the vape handy. Yeah. And we've got Carly Rae Jepsen playing on vinyl. It's a good mood in here right now.
Yep.
Nick, you've been on me to get back on this podcast, and you've been like, it's been like so many times over the past 2 weeks. You're like, oh, look, you have to record and you have to upload, and then like I just like lose my motivation.
Right.
So I was kind of like explaining in the intro, like about how I like was just like lacking motivation, possibly due to the season change or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I've been spending like a lot of time like in bed. And
right.
Like, unless I'm, like, if I'm not at work, I'm home. And, like, I don't want to, like, I haven't wanted to see anybody, which is, like, really not out of the ordinary, but, like, I haven't really been maintaining, like,
right,
my relationships with people, like, conversations and stuff like that, whatever. But, yeah, like, I don't know, after the weekend, like, we spent the weekend at home together because we both had the time off, and
yeah,
excuse me, on Saturday, we had, like, a Secret Santa gift swap type situation here at our apartment, and we've lived in this apartment for, like, it's going on 2 years, right?
We're into our second
year. Yeah, we're into our second year.
Yeah.
And we've never hosted anyone here for anything. Like, we've never had, like, anything. Like, not even just Christmas. I mean, like, anything. Like, we never have people here. Like, we never have our family over. And I don't know, like, something about having, like, everyone here in our home. And, like, it just made me really grateful. And that sounds so cheesy. But, like, I was saying in the intro, like, the holiday spirit entered my home and my body. I was literally not joking. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm no longer Scrooging. We had, like, a really sweet, like, little afternoon together. So this was with, like, with Nick's family, my married family. So I'm hoping, like, in a couple of weeks, like, right before Christmas, we can actually have, like, some of my family over here. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. It's harder to wrangle my family members together because nobody likes each other. yeah, we'll see. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I just...
Well, your sister will be over.
My sister is coming over with Violet. We did try to have a sleepover with Violet 2 weekends ago.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been 2 weeks already. about 2 weekends ago, and she wasn't feeling too well. She faked sick so she can go home to mama, and that's okay.
And then it just so happened she did get the flu.
She actually did get
the
flu.
So it's possible she was.
And I'm actually, I haven't been feeling so great today, actually. So I don't know if I have a little bit of a bug that's making me real sleepy, but like I got up with Murphy super early and then went right back to bed and slept until like noon. And
yeah.
I mean, like I'm an afternoon napper sometimes, but like I never sleep the full morning until noon. Like, come on. And when I woke up, I was like, oh, like I don't feel good. Like not overly sick, but just like not well. So like I just think that there's like a little bug in within me that's running its course. But of course I've inherited the spirit of Santa over the past couple of days, so he's in there fighting this illness for me.
It surprises me you would get, like, if you're getting sick that you would get sick. Usually it would be me that will bring something home because I'm on a bus with bunch of kids.
No, totally. Honestly, what I think happened is Violet and I were decorating those cookies, and I had like the icing and like that piping thing there.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, we were eating the icing into the piping together.
Right.
So I think like it might have gotten me sick or whatever.
Yeah.
But Terica listened to this story that I hyped her up on sugar and she came home early. But like, what's an uncle to do?
Right.
But no, like I'm looking forward to that. Like Tara's gonna come over. That's my sister with our niece Violet, like my only niece, and
yeah.
I don't know, like I feel like before last weekend I went 2 months to see my niece, and that's just so unacceptable. Like I mean, like I get into like my own ruts and stuff, like I need to get over it, because like when I come out of those like moments of like, I don't know, like I was like in a funk for like months, honestly. Like I'm starting to come out of it now, but like looking back it's like holy fuck, like she's hit like so many milestones. Like she's in kindergarten now, like she's growing like a bad fucking weed, like every time I talk to her it's more clear, like she's got this personality that's just like forming and changing, and like I don't want to go too much to see her, and there's no excuse.
No.
Especially when she lives so handy, like I'm fortunate enough to be able to like just drive 30 minutes or 40 minutes each way to see her,
right?
And there's so many people in the world that don't have that. Like, I'm just feeling really grateful, guys. Feeling really grateful. So if you're in like a mood where you're not feeling grateful, like this might not be the episode for you. Because like I'm just like overwhelmed with like how peaceful our life is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like my whole life has just been so fucking chaotic. Chaos follows me. Or maybe I look for it and I don't even realize. But like it's just so quiet right now. And I love it.
Yeah, definitely.
But you know, like maybe we'll get into a little bit of a story towards the end. Yeah, we will. I have a story towards the end. Someone like reached out to me on TikTok telling me that my like biological father was on fentanyl and heroin and he's not doing well or whatever. Remember like they commented that on my TikTok video?
No.
No, I didn't tell you that. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that happened. And then she ended up inboxing
like
me.
For real though?
Yes, this really happened. And then she
over TikTok.
Over TikTok.
Out of all places.
Yes, and then she ended up sending me a message. This is someone that's been following me on TikTok for a while, but
that
I didn't realize
currently happened.
This just happened like a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. She blocked me.
That he is doing that.
Well, he's been doing it for a few months. You should see the messages he sends to my sister.
He hasn't been active on.
I know. He's really not doing well. So we'll get to that in the end.
Anyway, I don't know what to say to it because it is your father. Like, I don't know how much, like you want to talk about. So
well,
I don't know
talk,
what
you know.
I'm saying, but like.
We'll get there.
I was just sort of clarifying, like, you mean they're talking about his past or like something that.
No,
currently
well, I mean, like
on.
His past, you know, is checkered like that too.
But it just blows my mind that it's like when something like that occurs and we get random messages through social media, it typically is through Facebook.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of
like
so different to me that
it didn't come.
Someone reached out to you about something like that through TikTok. So it's just kind of like, what?
Yeah, no, it didn't come in the form of a private message. It was a comment on my public video. Yeah, and then it turned into like a private message because I was like, what? Like, I didn't realize. It's a whole web. It's a whole thing that goes back literally 8 years. So we'll get into that after. But like, honestly, like I want to talk about Taylor Swift.
Yes.
I want to talk about like some positive ass things. And like, honestly, like this conversation we're going to have about this story about my father, whatever, isn't a heavy story. Like, it's just, I mean, maybe to some it might be like trigger warning if you're somebody that like maybe is sensitive to like substance abuse, really poor mental health discussions. Like, maybe this isn't the episode for you either. But, yeah, so like we're gonna talk about Taylor Swift. She's Times Person of the Year. She's thriving. There's lots of Easter eggs in her Times interview, kind of like alluding to the Reputation album.
And it's pretty clear, you know, in the world we're in now that the big thing that got her to Times Person of the Year was, what I'm seeing at least, is just the fact that she's spreading joy and kindness and happiness around
essentially
the world,
everything like, she's done since she started in the industry 17 years ago. Yeah. People are just now realizing. Like,
yeah, and just what she's doing and spreading all that, like, it just couldn't come at a better time. Yeah. There's so much hate in the world and so many bad things going on and people divided over different things, like, and just to have someone like that literally spreading happiness and kindness and bringing a bunch of positive people together.
So much joy.
It's just, yeah.
That's like the theme of this whole episode is joy.
Yeah.
And you know what, Taylor Swift and Nicki Minaj go hand in hand to me because like they were so supportive of each other in like their, like the beginning of their career, and like that's lasted until now.
Because Nicki spoke out when Kanye did that to her on stage. Nicki told him off, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But at the end of the day, I would think that most of those female artists.
But what I do know.
Got each other's back.
Well, you would think so, and you would hope so, but it doesn't appear to be the case always because like it's really like the media and these corporations make money off of pitting them against each other.
Yeah.
It's a crazy engagement.
Which is so weird because like you can't pit Taylor Swift against someone like Nicki Minaj.
And they wouldn't. And that's not what I was going to say. Nicki Minaj is going to release an album tomorrow night.
Right.
Her first album in I think 5 fucking years, bitch. You better.
Because you can't, yeah.
That is about to become my entire personality.
She's a rapper and like, although Taylor can do it all. Like,
yeah, I think
you can do every genre.
I think Taylor has done like some rap in like a parody type of way on SNL and stuff. I think she should definitely stick to what she does.
Oh yeah, but she's definitely one of few that could that could literally go and put an album out in any genre and it would be.
Of course.
She could do a rap album and it would be
on a track and it would be literally
had the one wasn't a bunch of static
from when she
and it went to number one
on iTunes back
it was
when
an accident
my god back when she was released in 1989 like they uploaded like a 30 second clip of just static and it went to number one on the fucking charts. Like it's just her demand, you know what I mean, but like that's just the faith we have in her though. We know that like she wouldn't put out something that she's not thoroughly proud of.
And
whether it's something that's meant to be like widely consumed like anti-hero or like a deep cut like Mirrorball, like you just know it's going to be good, you know it's going to be worth your time and your money, so you don't need to hear any of it first because you the quality that comes from Taylor Swift, you know what I mean, like we didn't need to hear any of Midnight's before she released it because we trusted her, and that at the time became her biggest debut until she re-released 1989. So I don't think there's another artist on the planet that can do that. I mean, like, obviously Beyonce and these other artists do surprise releases, but they don't do the numbers that Taylor does.
No, and I mean, Taylor's even beat records that older icons that some aren't even living. She's even beat their record.
I think a good comparison for someone that's living is
Adele. She just beat Michael Jackson.
Oh, he's a fucking pedophile.
No, I know, but like, that's the thing. Like, she's literally like these icons. She's like sailing out past the numbers ASAP.
Yep. How do you feel about? I want to touch on that really quickly. Are we all in agreement here? I'm gonna put a Q&A here attached to this episode. Are we all in agreement that Michael Jackson is a pedophile?
I honestly don't know what to think. I mean, we watched some like documentary kind of stuff about it. Like, I have no doubt in my mind that he's different.
No, but defined different.
A bit creepy.
No,
since
having sleepovers with young boys by yourself is different.
Right,
different?
For sure. No, I'm just, what I mean is,
sick.
I mean, I didn't know any of that, and for so long, I think people were convinced that these people were just going after his money.
Yeah.
Which, the unfortunate thing is,
they deserve every
fucking
cent.
You can't, in a degree, like, even if they were going after their money, I mean, you can't blame people for thinking that, because the reality is that does happen in Hollywood. People will go after celebrities for their money when some something may not have happened.
Yeah.
But I think as time goes on, like, I don't even remember what year he passed away, but
it was like 2009.
Yeah. And I mean, it's been a while. So, oh, same. So as time goes on, I'm starting to think, okay, like, maybe something did happen.
Something
like,
happened.
Yeah.
There's no way that all of these, there's just no way. There's no way in what world does he have these sleepovers, these highly inappropriate sleepovers to begin with these children. And he, yeah. Like, no.
But at the same time, like, it's the disgusting. Last documentary we watched, it's like, a lot of them, their parents were there at the Neverland Ranch at the same time.
In separate rooms.
Why hey, were they, why in their right
they're
mind?
They're equally to blame. Like, I'm not saying,
even
like,
in that, even but the power in a different play there, time, into... did they, like, even though that was a different time or whatever, like, the world's a different place right now, like, not that it makes it okay, but, like, even then, how did they not realize or even know that that's not normal?
Well, from what I've gathered, they did realize. And yeah. Like, in a lot of these cases, like, the fathers have ended up committing suicide and stuff because right. of the
like, how would they even allow them in the moment, that moment, when, to go into the room with them? Like,
as a
you
human,
should have
like,
been right then.
Her, like, I don't know. Okay. But what I, my best take on that is money clouds people's judgment. It should never muddy the waters that
they
much.
Were,
but
hush money
also
situation.
Also the power dynamic, like yeah. he was like the biggest celebrity on the planet. Yeah. Everyone around him was like, oh no, he's just a big child, like this is normal.
Yeah.
He would never, you know what I mean? So like I can understand like being swayed, I guess.
Yeah.
No, like for me personally, like I'm trying to empathize with some of the parents here because I don't want to believe that like we live in a world where parents would sell their children just, you know, for some fucking money or fame. But that is the world that we live in. And it happens all the time. Like, I mean, look at all of, like, these, like, young child stars that grew up to be what they are now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to drop names, but, like...
And I question, too, like, did they not question the parents? Like, you know, I don't know. It's such a weird situation that... And a lot of parts of it that don't make a whole lot of sense. Especially leading around the parents, I just don't understand. Like, any normal person would have been sat there in Neverland, and anyone with a brain, if their kids came to them, or Michael Jackson came to them and wanted their kid to sleep with him in his room for the night,
like, how would have
said
no
right there.
You sick ass man. Yeah, I don't
know. So why does it take you 10 years?
I think so. That's really, like, the nail in the coffin besides just, like, looking at, like, that situation. Like, it's just, there's no world that we live in where something creepy did not happen.
Yeah, and I don't
but
care how
Jackson,
clouded
his sister,
your mind, clouded your
I spoke
thoughts
on it.
Are, and how, like, I just, in the moment, I don't care how, like, traumatized, even if in the moment you thought it was wrong and you were so traumatized that you didn't even think to say something or to say no. Like, I don't care how clouded your mind is as a parent to allow that to happen. I don't, it's just, I just don't believe that they intentionally were allowing this to happen to a certain degree. I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't know. But, you know, I think, as time goes on, obviously more comes out about it, and maybe more, there's more to come. You never know.
Yeah, he's a pedophile, especially. Okay, so we're gonna take a quick little break so we can take a sip, and then we're coming back with some thoughts on the Taylor Swift times person, a little bit more on that,
yeah,
the relationship with Travis Kelce, the rep at home, or not rep, oh my god, I can't even speak. What's her latest, the Eras Tour, the at-home release of that on video on demand, all of that, we're going to talk about it. And I also want to get into my Apple Music recap, so Nick, bring that up on break two, and we'll be right back.
Yep.
All right, y'all, we're back. It's a really good thing that we took a break when we did, because the neighbor's dog was barking and Murphy once again lost his shit, which is something he does often. I had to stop recording earlier because he was about to throttle one of the cats. Just one second. Turn this down. Oh no. I was turning down the Carly Rae Jepsen, and oh shit, we're about to lose this shit, y'all. Maybe not, there's a siren. So while we were taking a little break, Nick and I pulled up our Apple replay for 2023. I honestly am really shocked by a lot of mine. So like, I'm just really excited to kind of, we don't know each other's. We don't know each other's. We just know that we share a top artist, and that's obvious because we live together. We're listening to the same music 95% of the time, which is kind of a blessing that you love pop music, because could you imagine if I was married to someone that didn't at least tolerate it? Like, yeah. I can't imagine how that would work. So as mentioned before, and I'm sure if you're not under a rock, you would know that Taylor Swift was just named Times Person of the Year. She beat out candidates such as the Prince. Wait, what'd you say? The Prince?
The King Charles.
King Charles.
I don't know who else was on the list, but...
Yeah, like, there was, like, other people on there, too, I'm sure. Oprah, maybe? I don't know. Oprah's always fucking nominated for some shit. But she beat out a lot of people, and Nick told me one of them was, like, a royal person, so... The King. Which I also was, like, good. Like, what the fuck does the King even do? Besides, like, low-key eat babies? No, I'm just kidding. That's just a rumor on the internet. Excuse me. You will begin to cough blood in 7 days. That just came to mind. So, Taylor's top... artist, or just top person of the year, which is incredible. I don't really know what to say about that, besides she's hinted a lot that Rep's coming. She revealed...
I feel like it's coming on her birthday.
On her birthday, which is the 13th, right? Could you imagine? That's the same day that the Eras Tour movie's coming out on demand, which is...
Well, they say she's doing something big. I don't know.
I wonder what.
Yeah.
I wonder what.
Here. Oh yeah, so Taylor Swift beat out Barbie, OpenAI.
Like, okay, wait, pause. Barbie, do you mean Barbie like the plastic thing, or
Barbie
Margot
the
Robbie?
Plastic.
Oh.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, whoever that is, and even King Charles.
So a bunch of people that don't do shit. Barbie's literally plastic, doesn't breathe. So she had no problem taking it.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like a slap in the face. Like, bet you won on top of these people. Like, okay, one of them's not even
human.
Let's
see the real list. I think on this. But yeah. I'm surprised, like, something like Barbie would be on there, though. Like,
I mean, like, I can understand Margot Robbie being...
I mean, unless if Barbie had gotten it, it would have went to Margot Robbie. I don't know.
Yeah,
don't know
that, she should have been recognized by name.
Right.
But no, Taylor Swift obviously had the biggest year out of everyone. Even Barbie, like, come on, it's Taylor fucking Swift.
Yeah.
But yeah, Taylor's releasing the Eras Tour movie on video on demand on the 13th, which is her birthday.
Right.
I'm super stoked for that, because now we can watch the full fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like, we went to the cinema to see it. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't the experience that we were expecting. And we said in, like, one of our previous episodes, I believe one of the last two uploads, we talked about it, just how it wasn't at all what we expected. Like, the movie itself is great.
Yeah.
Sound was great. It was the atmosphere.
Yeah.
The theater was under construction. The fans, and I'm using, like, the bunny ear quotation thing here, like Dr. Evil or whatever, if you can imagine that. Like, the fans were not fans. They didn't sing. I'm pretty sure I was being recorded at one fucking point, because I was singing and the flashlight came on beside us, and
I
was like, what the hell? Right. So like, it was just like not the vibe. I felt very judged as a 30-year-old Swiftie. Like, okay, people, if you have children, you need to teach them that you don't just fucking die after 25. Literally, what is with that? Like, I can't understand. Like, I feel like a pariah on Twitter these days, because God forbid I say anything, because like, they're just like, you're old, shut the fuck up. And it's like, bitch, I'm fucking 30.
Yeah.
But you know, like, I don't know. I just feel like we need to teach our children that aging is a very normal thing. And if you're lucky, you too will reach the age of 30. It's actually a gift.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I just don't get that. But how do you know that topic? How did I get it? Oh, the Taylor Swift thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we certainly weren't the oldest people in the room.
Right.
But I was the oldest person in the room singing. You know what I mean? So, like, I felt really judged by these, like, little teenage bitches beside us that were clearly recording when I was trying to sing All Too Well 10-minute version.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't stop singing.
Right.
But you know what I mean? Like, so, like, we ended up leaving a bit early, and it just kind of killed the vibe, because it was an expensive outing. Like, it was $25 a ticket. I mean, we spent the money on, like, the cups and the shit. Like, we work hard for our fucking money. Like, we're not billionaires and shit. Like, it was just a letdown. That's not Taylor's fault. That's the fault of the people that bought tickets and ruined it for for those of us that went there for the experience, right?
Like, yeah,
testing and stuff, like, that's on them.
Yeah.
But since then, I have been very avidly saying, like, watch it at home, wait for it to be on streaming or on demand, whatever, and, like, invite your Swiftie friends over or just do it by yourself, because, like, that's the experience, like, that mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to now, because I can't wait to sing these songs and,
yeah,
like, not have a judgment, right?
Right.
So, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, Taylor Swift, blah, 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 blah. Love her so much, but we're gonna actually move on from, like, her time thing here, and we're gonna get into a couple of movies that we've seen recently that I think that we should, like, just recommend really quick. We went to go see Thanksgiving in theaters a few weeks back. That's the new Eli Roth slasher movie based on... We went to go see it a few weeks ago, remember? Like, with John Carver, and it's called Thanksgiving. You don't remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, okay. Yeah. Well, anyways, that was a really good movie. We actually left, and you said you really enjoyed it, and I think it's definitely worth checking out. Yeah, like... Nothing, no complaints with that movie. We just recently saw No Hard Feelings with Jennifer Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
That caught me off guard. I don't want to ruin any surprises, but, like, definitely watch that. It's so different from anything that she's done. It's honestly fucking hilarious and refreshing to see someone, like, of her stature, like, do some of this stuff. Because, like, she's... an Oscar-winning actress, right? Like, it's Jennifer fucking Lawrence. Like, to see her, like, do some of this stuff, it's like, oh, yeah, she really does not take herself as seriously. That's great. Kind of brings her to more of, like, a... makes her feel, like, more human.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really enjoyed that movie.
Yeah.
I'm really into that new Monarch series on Apple TV. I'm a big Godzilla and King Kong fan. I mean, you don't see me buying, like, caricatures and stuff like that and putting them in my house, but, like, I like to watch a good Godzilla movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to feel about the new Godzilla and Kong movie that's coming out in a few months. I just saw the first trailer for it, and yeah, I don't know how to feel about it, but I'm gonna give it a chance. I really enjoyed Godzilla versus Kong, so we'll see. Yeah, I just recently joined Letterboxd. I don't know how to fucking pronounce it, but Letterboxd, and I just kind of track everything that I watched recently on there, so if you're interested in following me on the app, let me just bring it up and I'll share my information with you. Murphy 2020 is my name on the app, so if you want to find me on Letterboxd. Oh, and we also watched It's a Wonderful Knife. We don't recommend that one, do we? I do. I mean, it was for what it was. Like, I fully expected, like, a B-movie, like, Hallmark budget-esque cheesy horror movie, and that's what we got.
Right.
So I wasn't disappointed. It was free on Shudder, so I was okay with that. Like, if you're into, like a Christmas horror, like, go and you don't really have, like, super high expectations and you have some time to kill, check out that movie as well. But, yeah, I'm Murphy2020 over on Letterboxd, whatever you say.
Mm-hmm.
And you should follow me on there. But moving on, let's bring up our Replay 2020. Nick and I are going to share our top artists, our top songs, and our top albums. We're going to go, like, I'll list the top artists, and then Nick will list his, and we'll talk a bit about it and go from there. So, my top artists, are you ready, baby? Are you ready, people?
Drama and Facebook unfolding currently.
Oh, that was good. It made me feel
like
you were suspenseful.
In addition to the rest of the day.
Okay, so top artist, Taylor Swift. That's my top artist. I don't think anybody's surprised there. I listened to her the most. It was 2,093 minutes. And number two is Lana Del Rey. Number three is Tove Lo. Our queen, Tove Lo, who honestly, I'm not surprised she's in the top three, but, like, I listened to her so fucking much this year. Like, I was, like, we went to go see her on tour. Like, it was, like, the year of, like, Tove Lo for me.
Mm-hmm.
So she was number three on the list. Kim Petras, I guess she's number four with the two albums that she released this year. I'm not surprised, but I kind of listened to Feed the Beast a lot for, like, the first 2 weeks and then haven't touched it since. And Problematic, listened to it once and also haven't touched it since. So that surprises me that she's above this next artist. So at number five is Carly Rae Jepsen. We have her spinning on vinyl right now. I love Carly Rae Jepsen. I listened to her a ton this year, especially with her latest, like, summer release there. So I'm surprised that she's at number 5 and below Kim Petras. Number 6 is Miley Cyrus, which is going to tie into my top albums later, and we'll talk more about that. Number 7 is Bebe Rexha, which is surprising because I'm not listening to no fucking Bebe Rexha songs. Like, I listened to a couple of tracks. Amy told me that there's a I have a few on the podcast playlist, and it must just autoplay, and I don't even realize, because, like, she's number 7. That really surprised me. At number 8, Slater. It's been the year of Slater 2 as well. She opened up for Tuvalu, and she released a fucking one of the best albums of the year, easily, with Starfucker. Number 9 is Iconopop, which, if you would have told me this time last year, Iconopop would be my top 10 artists, like, bitch, I would have been like, who? Like, I love it? Like, no. But they released, like, the album this year. It's called Club Romantic. Or Romantic? Romantic? Yeah. Anyways, you guys need to check that out ASAP. It's so fucking good. Bangers from top to bottom. I just came across that album in September, and they're in my top 10. The album's, like, in my top, you know? So, like, it was really good. Number 10 is Charli XCX. 11 is Kesha. 12, Ellie Goulding, because she did release a really good album at the first half of the year there, but I haven't listened really since. Olivia Rodrigo, Rita Ora, and Zara Larsson. So my top artists kind of read like an angsty teenage girl, which I always will be at heart, I think. But so those are my top artists. Babe, you want to go ahead and go through yours?
Number 1 was Taylor Swift. 2,078 minutes.
Just
I know, right? Rita Ora was number 2, 378 minutes.
See, I thought she was going to be higher on my list because I listened to a lot of Rita Ora this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what songs I listened to, but Tongues, 257 minutes.
Who? Tongues.
It might have been just on a playlist I listened to, or a remix or something. I don't even know who that is. Classified, 197 minutes. I'm thinking that was very brief, because there is a... I don't know if it was this summer, but Classified was playing here in concert in Fredericton somewhere. And me and Christina and Andrew, he was supposed to be doing an interview at the radio station. So we went over to try to catch a glimpse of him, but it was an epic fail. So I think that was like that brief time where we had some Classified music on or something.
That's literally incredible. Yeah. I'm so shook by your list.
Right. Okay, so. Number 5, will.i.am.
Okay, well, he did release a song with Britney this year.
Yes,
so that makes
that
sense.
Would be it. 187 minutes. Dolly Parton is number 11 at 110 minutes. So that's obviously pretty recent too, probably, with this new rock album that comes out.
Yeah.
Elton John, 103 minutes, and he's had some new music out, so.
And another one with Britney, you're a Britney fan.
Charlie Puth, 95 minutes.
What the fuck you
I
listen?
Have no idea.
Ew, Nick, who are you when I'm not home?
I don't even know. I think some of these are on, would it count, like, if you listen to, like, a random playlist?
If you're replaying the song, yeah.
So that's probably where it's come from.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
50-50, 85.
50-50, like the K-pop group?
Maybe.
They were on the Barbie album.
They were on, yes, that's right. Shania Twain, 84 minutes. That's it?
That is a shocking and diverse list.
Right.
Whoa, I'm really...
I listen to anything.
No, you do,
I mean,
like,
really,
classified.
Other than...
I went to a Classified concert.
Heavy metal.
He was great. You know, like, we got to support our Canadian artists.
I think he was at the Juno Awards when Mom and I went when we lived in Winnipeg.
I want to go in 2024, and we were just blessed by some very wonderful people in our life who fixed our vehicle. And now if we wanted to drive somewhere like Halifax, we can without, like, the thought in the back of our mind, like, our tire's going to fall off. Like, so like I said, like, we've had a very blessed couple of weeks, and like our life is very calm and stuff. And like, I really want to go to the Junos next year. Like,
yeah.
It's in Halifax. Nelly Furtado's a queen.
Yeah.
And she's hosting. She's obviously going to probably perform too, I think. Tate McRae's nominated for a bunch of shit. She's going to fucking be there. And she has a big record coming out this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Greedy has been like one of my top songs in the past like month. I've listened to Greedy so much.
Right.
Toplo's another Canadian artist that you guys need to start supporting. Mm-hmm. We need to support our Canadian fucking artists. And
right.
Yeah, like, I mean, we have a lot of talent that comes out of Canada. I'm really proud to be Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
So those are our top artists. Now the top songs. The top songs are really fucking surprising to me because, yeah, I don't remember listening to some of these at all. So my top song is A&W by Lana Del Rey, which makes sense because that was the song of the year. If it doesn't take home a record or song of the year at the Grammys, then it's no longer an establishment I can support.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is Vampire, because I did really enjoy Vampire. It was the song I would sing in the shower. Like, that emotion in the vocals, I don't know how to describe it, but like, it was a really great song to sing in the shower. You know, just feel like a little, nothing was wrong, but I was crying. Mm-hmm. And Alien Superstar, I don't remember listening to Alien Superstar at all this year.
Mm-hmm.
But the year did kind of fly by, so that came in at number three. Borderline by Tuve Lu, that's not surprising. End of Time by Zara Larsson's number five, which is also not surprising. Coming at number six is Single Soon by Selena Gomez, which I still fucking love. I have no choice but to support Selena Gomez, and no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever she does. I think she's actually a phenomenal musician.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to a new album from her in the new year. Number seven is Shy Boy by Carly Rae Jepsen off of her latest album, The Loveliest Time, which is spinning over here on vinyl. I hope you guys can't hear it because that'll get us not demonetized because we don't make money doing this. We make like $2 a month.
Right.
I'd get us like copyright or whatever.
Right.
Number eight is Revelations by Kim Petras, which I am ashamed of. Dr. Puke. He produced that, so we're gonna move on. Number nine, Kamikaze by Carly Rae Jepsen, which is my favorite Carly Rae Jepsen song ever released. Ever released. I've had 4 months to sit with this. I feel so confident saying that. And I love Carly Rae Jepsen. I've been a huge Carly Rae Jepsen fan. Like, before this, my favorite song from her was like Warm Blood and Runaway With Me. So like, I didn't think those would ever be dethroned.
Mm-hmm.
But they were. Number 10 is Padum Padum, which I did listen to a lot. That really reveals my age. 11, Don't Think Twice by Rita Ora. I thought that was going to be higher on the list because I listened to that song a fuck ton. It actually was what prompted me to buy her signed CD, which I cherish with my life. It's up in my room right now, and it's just, yeah, I'm a sucker for like a signed item. But it was, yeah, it was great. And it was 12, End of Time by Slater. Love her. 13, Miss Belladonna by Slater. Like, truly, this was the year of Slater for me.
Mm-hmm.
14, Move Me by Charlie XCX, a classic. It's a couple years old, but, like, I still listen to that often, as you can tell. And Uh-Oh by Kim Petras is number 15. So, are you surprised by anything on that list? I don't think so, right? Like, it's all very much songs that I listen to on the daily. Besides Alien Superstar, I don't remember listening to that song very much, but whatever. So, let's get into yours, babe.
Number one was Anti-Hero. Oh, there you go. Kung's remix.
I don't have a single Taylor Swift song on my top song.
That's where that Kung's came from.
Yeah, that's,
it's,
I knew
the,
it's Kung's
remix.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. 85 plays. Accept It by Classified, 55 plays.
Yeah, I do remember you listening to that one, actually.
Mind Your Business. Will I Am. And
Mind Your Business, bitch.
53 plays. I Like You. By Tovlo.
Yes.
52. Unveil It by Rita Ora, 41 plays.
Just like kind of like, what number are you at now? Six?
Oh, yeah. Six is Barbie Dreams by 50/50, 36 plays.
Okay.
Seven, Aeroplanes, Carly Rae Jepsen, 42 plays. Eight, After All by Elton John.
And Charlie Puth.
Charlie Puth.
Okay, that makes sense.
Plays.
That is the only Charlie Puth song that's accepted in the sense.
Yes. Number nine, Speed Drive by Charlie XCX.
Yes.
24 plays. 10, Willow, 90s Trend Remix, Taylor Swift, 23 plays. 11, Dance the Night, Dua Lipa, 23 plays. 12, Trust Fall, Drove Remix, Pink, 22 plays. 13, Double A by Walker Hayes, 22 plays. 14, Drinkin', Joel Corey, MK, and Rita Ora, 21 plays.
Oh, Rita Ora, queen.
Yeah. 15 is After Last Night by Carly Rae Jepsen,
wow.
20 plays.
Yeah, like that is another really diverse list with a lot of surprises.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like, I feel like I'm embarrassed to even talk about my list because it's so, there's no diversity in it. There's not a single track that isn't pop in my list. Like, there's not a country song, which we're not surprised about. There's not a hip-hop song, there's nothing. So I'm gonna do better in 2024. With that, I do need recommendations. So if anyone has any artists that they think that I should listen to, go ahead and fucking drop it like in the DMs over on my Instagram or whatever, empty.thoughtspod. So we'll move into our top albums, and we have 15 top albums. And this is where I'm like a little bit shook. It's like, I'm like, I did not listen to these albums that much. So do you wanna guess what my number one album was? Just guess.
Must be Taylor Swift.
No.
No?
Nope, Taylor Swift's not even in my top five. So I don't understand because there's not a song by her that I listen to that's in my top 15.
Mm.
This is questionable. Okay, so my number one album was Endless Summer Vacation by Miley Cyrus. That has almost 300 plays apparently. That is not true. I did not fuck with Flowers the way that the general public did. Like, I support Miley, love her. Love her, loved a lot of the other tracks on the album. But if I listened to that record, it was like on vinyl. Like, I did not listen to it 240 motherfucking times on here. So like, I don't know. I like, no, that's not it. Number two is Feed the Beast by Kim Petras. Another one I'm kind of like, okay, maybe? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is Club Romantic, and that's by Iconopop. And that makes sense to me, but it's also shocking because I just discovered that album in like end of August, early September. So for me to have played that 210 times in its entirety in that time frame makes sense because that's all I could listen to. But it's also kind of like crazy. Number four, apparently Bebe Rexha album, Bebe. I call bullshit on that again, but apparently. Number five, Starfucker by Slater, which makes sense to me. Number six is Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard by Lana Del Rey. So that should be higher in my opinion because I listened to that record a fuck ton. But when I think about it, I also listened to that like a lot on like YouTube and vinyl as well. So like all the streams won't really reflect here, I guess. Number seven is 1989 Taylor's Version, which is wild because that just came out last month.
Mm-hmm.
So 114 plays, like that's fucked. Number eight is Dirt Femme Extended Cut by Tuvalu. Which is, it makes sense that it's in the top 10. Number nine is Confetti Expanded Edition by Little Mix, which makes sense because I stan Little Mix and will forever miss them as a group. Number 10 is The Loveliest Time by Carly Rae Jepsen. That was a fucking banger, her best record to date, which says a lot because like all her records are incredible, critical darlings. Like she's, you know what I mean? It's Carly motherfucking Rae. Put some respect on her name. 11 is You and I by Rita Ora, which also makes sense. It was a big year for Rita in my house and in the car. Number 12 is Tension by Kylie Minogue, which is surprising to me because that must just be based on Padam Padam and the title track Tension, because I've never listened to that record top to bottom. I intended to, it wasn't something that, it was released along some other albums that just stuck out, like it got buried, I don't know, it wasn't for me. 13, Gag Order by Kesha. That was a fucking heavy ass album, but one of the best albums this year for sure. I can't say it's the best because I've already said that. Number 14, Higher Than Heaven, Deluxe, Ellie Goulding. That makes sense. And number 15, this should be higher, I think, because this one's Diamonds and Dance Floors by Ava Max. Nick, I went through a big phase with that record at the first of the year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm confused as to why it's like number 15, but mm-hmm. I'm glad it made the list at, like, you know, at some point. So, like, Ava Max, like, I'm looking forward to more music from her. I love her. People like to shit on her because they think she is like an industry plant, but maybe I'm okay with that. I don't know.
Right.
So how about you go ahead and you finish off this segment with your top 15 albums?
Top 15 albums. Number one was Barbie the album.
Yeah, you listen to that album, you stand it. Yeah.
Yeah, 157 plays.
Yeah. That makes total sense.
You and I, Rita Ora. 122 plays. Number three.
Okay, well, you know what? Maybe I feel like it should have been higher on my list because when every time we listened to it, it was on your phone or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right, eh?
Maybe.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Number three, Speak Now, Taylor's version.
Yes, that's not mine at all, and I fucked with that.
113 plays. Number four, Fearless, Taylor's version.
Yes,
81 plays.
He's such a supporter of the women and the.
Number five, Mind Your Business.
Mind your business, bitch. That's not even
Will
an album. What the hell?
Britney Spears, 53 play.
Okay, that's fraud because that's one song, not an album.
Six, I Like You, the single.
What the
album,
hell?
Album, Tove Lo, 52 plays. Seven, Lover, Taylor Swift. Oh my god, that's not Taylor's version.
Babe, that's the first record she ever made that she owns solely.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. 38 plays. Number eight, The Coolest Summer, Taylor Swift. Oh, I think it's a bunch of remixes.
It's an EP that she put out this
year. Or an EP, yeah. 33 plays. Number nine, Rock Star by Dolly Parton, her new album that literally just came out. 31 plays, and it's already on my list.
And
I love that.
Her highest charting, her biggest selling album in her entire career.
Right.
Yeah, that's massive. Congratulations
and
to her.
Like, number 10, Taylor Swift, bonus. It's like her debut album, 28 plays. 11, Anti-Hero remixes, Taylor Swift, 27 plays. Number 12, it's that Drinkin', the remixes, 26 plays. 13, Willow, 90s trend remix, Taylor Swift, 22 plays. 14, Taking It Back, Meghan Trainor, 19 plays. 15, Starfucker by Slater, 19 plays.
Oh my god. Okay, so one takeaway from that is you don't listen to a lot of full albums.
No, and I love finding remixes, especially shortly after a song comes out when the remixes start dropping. I love seeing what like the artists that create remixes do with.
I will say that whenever you get me from work, you're listening to like every mix. There was a time there where you were obsessed with BTS, and you were like, put on, we were driving one day, and he was like, play a Dynamite. I was like, play a Dynamite? So he hands me his phone, and literally it was like a playlist with like 10 different versions of the BTS song Dynamite, just instrumental, like every fucking remix you could think of. And I was like, oh, like literally play just like a Dynamite. Okay, so like we listened to like 20 different versions of Dynamite, and he just drove along. And yeah, so he loves, I don't know, I'll just never forget that. It was very strange to me. I was like, what do you mean by like a Dynamite? Anyways, but... so that pretty much ties up like our like chat about everything. I think that we should give the people that hung on this long what was promised at the first of the episode and chat a bit about my father and like that situation really quick. So I'm gonna take a really quick break because Nick's typing and I need his attention for this, and we will come back with that story about my Faja and we will tie it up. Okay. Okay, I was like digging for some screenshots that I guess don't even exist anymore. In a nutshell, I logged on to, so actually I'll give a backstory because it's going to be relevant to like the message that she sends me. So my father and I have always had like a really strained relationship, to put it lightly. Mm-hmm. Actually, like I thought he had died. My sister and I both thought he was dead because we hadn't had any contact with him or any sign of him being alive for 10 years, I think it was, at the time when this person actually first reached out to me 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. So like she's just like a very strange person. Mm-hmm. So backstory is like I don't know my father as an adult. I haven't seen him since I was 10. From 10 until 21 I thought he was dead. Mm-hmm. At 21 I found out he was actually alive, but I have not seen him in person for 20 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. So this person makes an account on TikTok and comments on one of my like TikToks videos, obviously. And she's like, hi, like I hate to say this, but I live in your father's building and he's really not doing well. He's on H, which is heroin, and fentanyl. And he just wants to let you know, or some shit like that. Hmm. And I was like, girl, what? Like, that's literally all I said. I was like, what the hell? Anyways, because like, first of all, like, I don't really care what the fuck he's doing. Like, he's a grown-ass man and, like, literally someone I don't know. So, like, it was just weird for someone to say that. But it was also an account that, like, didn't follow me and stuff. So I was like, this must just be, like, a like a spam comment or whatever. I didn't think too much of it.
Right.
But anyways, like a fast forward a few weeks, like this person that had been following me for a few months at least, like some retarded ass bitch, her name's Cass, the Fuggler Monster.
What?
Like literally like calls herself a Fuggly Monster, which sticks because she is a fuggly ass bitch, but like messages me on TikTok. Hold on, I gotta bring this up because it's important. She gets me on TikTok. Sorry, I'm an idiot. I opened TikTok on like my phone, which we're using to record, instead of my iPad. So let me go into, let me find the message from her. This would have been, oh, this was 11/21, so like last month. She goes, 4:44 in the morning. I know your dad, Sheldon. Obviously it's 4:44 in the morning. I wasn't gonna respond to that, I was sleeping. She sends another message a few moments later. I'm the person that contacted your sister 12 years ago, saying your father was my friend. She didn't believe me and said he was dead. Tell I gave her his phone number. Then you both blocked me off Facebook and still have me blocked. Guess that's what I get for trying to mend a family back together. Fuck me, right? Okay. Like, literally, what the fuck? Like, this girl, 12 years, like, if I had known this is who was following me on TikTok, I never would have let her follow me on TikTok. I feel so icked by this person. Like, what do you mean? So I responded, I was like, are you okay? Like, there was no family to put back together. Like, mind your own fucking business. Like, that's right. Literally all I said. She goes, yeah, okay, bud. You guys thought he wasn't alive. Like, okay, like, we thought he was dead. Like, what makes you think that we had to, like, put it back together or some shit? And, like, it reeks of meth because it was 4:44 in the morning. And he literally, like, okay, when was that posted, Nick?
That was October 23rd.
He's been going downhill, so there's this photo.
But what?
Nick, I know. I can see it.
But you guys see the comment.
Yeah, no, I'm aware. So he posted this photo and he looks ugly as shit because he's on the drugs and has been for fucking ever. And that's just his karma. So he posts a picture of himself and in the background, literally lesbian porn is on his fucking TV. Like there are two women lesbian porn and making out in the background. And he just has it on Facebook and he's smiling like, But anyways, he messaged my sister some rant ass shit, like some weird ass shit. And he said to her like essentially like—
Who, your dad?
Yes.
He's Wait, right, when?
A couple of weeks ago. He's like really high on drugs. And like obviously like, this is something that like I have to talk about in spurts because there's times where I'm like, you know, like this is like a little touchy for me, and there's times where I'm like, fuck, I can talk about it. That's one of these times right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it hasn't been brought up until now. Anyways, he messaged my sister like, oh, like Tara, like so this is just kind of like, how do I put this into words? This is gonna explain kind of where he is mentally. He explained to my sister that he was in the streets screaming on the top of his lungs about how much he loves Jesus, how much Jesus loves him, how much Jesus loves everybody. And he said he was approached by somebody that wanted to offer him a job at this place, and he gave my sister the name. My sister looked it up. It was an institution. They were not offering him a job. They were saying that he was clearly fucking really sick and needed some help.
Oh, it wasn't Vintage Funk?
No, that's what we're thinking. Anyways, okay, we're going to tie this up because, you know, obviously you're not the person.
No.
Which is fine. But, okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. If you want to rate us 5 stars, you can on Spotify. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram. It's empty.thoughtspod. And, yeah, I'll be back on Friday with a live listen of Pink Friday 2 by Nicki Minaj. Is this thing on? No, it's okay.
Remember when we tried to call Vintage Funk?
Did we try to call Vintage Funk? I don't think it's a thing
anymore.
Sure,
we did. Why do I remember looking it up on Facebook that time?
Okay, guys. So as mentioned, like obviously, like the whole like discussion of my father is very weird and touchy sometimes subject. So like I just feel like at that time I kind of wanted to like shut it down, but after a few moments and Nick said he was sorry, even though it was nothing that he even really did, he was just laughing with me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like I don't know. I kind of just like am a little bit all over the place with that. So we're going to kind of like tie it up on that.
Honestly, while we're being transparent with people, like I don't even know as his husband, I don't even know a whole lot of this shit. I don't know much about Andrew's father, like just what I sometimes see on Facebook, but other than that, like, and like, I don't know any of it. So this is all new to me too.
Yes. And
we're kind of riding that out.
It was kind of like a lighthearted, I mean, it's not a lighthearted story at all. Now that I'm kind of like in retrospect sitting here right now, I'm like, that's kind of like a heavy story, but.
Oh yeah.
Like, I mean, it's also like my thing is humor. You know what I mean? Like I laugh and I feel like I respect that you were kind of matching that too. So.
Well, yeah, because Vintage Funk gets.
Yes, we need to explain what the fuck Vintage Funk is now.
It is on his profile that is where he works.
He's worked a few different places.
And we kind of laughed one day about it because we, just the way it sounds. And
I don't know if I still
we weren't sure what it was. I think it's a pawn shop. But anyway, we just thought it was funny. Yeah.
And how you can tell that he's like deaf on the drugs is he hasn't posted since like October 23rd, the same day he posted the lesbian porn.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so his, like Vintage Funk is somewhere he worked, but he also worked somewhere else. Oh, former mechanic at good union job with good benefits. So, yeah. I mean, we kind of want to tie it up on like a more a lighter note. Like, obviously, like, that was kind of like a raw subject, but I mean, it's, it, I mean, I didn't realize I didn't even say that to you yet. Like, I can't believe I didn't share that with you before this, but I mean, at the same time, like, I also compartmentalize, whatever, I can't even speak, never really can, but, like, I think that's what I do, like, I kind of just, like, ignore shit, and that's how I get through, but, I mean, I feel, like, a lot better, like, now that, like, I've kind of, like, got it out there and whatever, but if for some reason you end up listening to this father or cast the Fuggler monster, get some fucking help.
Yeah,
okay. Anyways, guys, thanks again for checking in. We have another episode coming up. It'll be uploaded before you even wake up on Friday morning because we're doing a live listen at 1 a.m. tomorrow of Pink Friday 2. So as mentioned before, give us 5 stars, follow our Instagram, and Nick, thank you for joining.
You're welcome.
It's always so nice to have someone here to chat with, and love you guys.